Today we have a passage from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is teaching about loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. And the Lord summarizes it by saying, "Be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect." The Lord said, "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But Jesus says, "I say to you, love your enemies." It was common among the scribes and Pharisees that they would promote this idea that you had to love your neighbor, which was somebody of your same faith or nationality. In other words, love your fellow members of the Jewish faith, but you were allowed to hate your enemies. You know, the Gentiles, the Romans, the Greeks, the Persians. But Jesus said no. He said you have to love your enemies. Jesus does not use the word you have to like them, but we do have to love them. And the love, the word here that the Lord uses is the agape word, which is this sacrificial, total, unconditional love. And it means that we love our enemies, that we pray for them. We want their conversion. We want them to be saved to get to heaven. We don't want them to lose their souls. We want to see them converted. So we love our enemies, which means you desire the highest and best good for the other person. That is true love. It's a great definition of love, desiring the highest and best good for the sake of the beloved. So if you love your enemies, you want their highest and best good, which is their conversion, their eternal salvation. You want them to be with God ultimately in heaven. So that's what love is, to love our enemies. Doesn't mean we have to like them or approve of what they do, but we do have to desire their conversion, and we have to desire their ultimate good, which is to be with God. And he says, pray for those who persecute you. That's what the Lord did on Calvary. He says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Stephen, when he was being stoned, said, "Father, forgive them. Do not hold this sin against them." Maria Goretti, praying for Alexander, who had just stabbed her 12 times. She prayed for him, for his conversion. Eventually, he was converted in prison. Maximilian Kolbe, praying for the Nazis, praying for their conversion. So these are examples of those who love their enemies. First and foremost, Christ did this on the cross, and his followers, Stephen, Maria Goretti, Maximilian Kolbe, and countless other martyrs of the Catholic faith, they prayed for those who persecuted them. And Jesus says, if you do this, you will truly be a child of God. You will be called a child of the Heavenly Father. Because this is how God treats us. God forgives his enemies. God bestows grace and blessings upon each person. He gives everybody enough grace to be saved. It's a teaching of the Catholic faith. Everyone is given sufficient grace for salvation. Whether or not they accept it, well, that has to do with their free will. But everybody is given sufficient grace to get to heaven, to be saved. So Jesus says, God allows the sun to shine on the bad and the good. He allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. So God loves us unconditionally. God loves us no matter what. God cannot not love us. That is his nature. God is love. He cannot stop his love. God loves each and every person infinitely because God is infinite. So God loves the good and the bad. He doesn't like what they do. He doesn't approve of what the bad do, but he still loves them. God cannot stop loving a person, whether they be a great saint like Mother Teresa or a terrible sinner. God continues to love no matter what. And so that's, Jesus says, if you love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, you will be considered a child of the Heavenly Father because you will be like unto God. You'll be like God. You'll reflect your Heavenly Father. And then he concludes by saying, if you only love those who love you, there's no merit in that, because the tax collectors, they love their fellow tax collectors. And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, there's no merit in that, because even the Gentiles will say hello to one another. But he says, be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The word in Greek is teleios, which is a word that obviously means to be fully mature, to be fully grown, to come to perfection, to the fullness of the way God wants us to be. And so our standard is not the scribes and Pharisees. God says, don't compare yourself, Jesus says, to the scribes or the Pharisees or to anyone else. Your goal is to be like Almighty God, to be like the Heavenly Father. So he calls us to holiness. He calls us to perfection. He says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.